Today we'll take the incarnation of Kurma. Okay? So what is the verse for all the incarnations? Ete cham shakala pumsa Krishna stu bhagavan swayam Indrari rakulam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. Very good. So this what happened is, once all of you sit straight. Sit straight. When you hear Bhagavatam, you should sit properly. All of you sit properly. Like me. Little tapasya. Okay. So, Indradev, he was passing through the garden. That time, Duravasa Muni came. And Duravasa Muni came. He is famous for what?
Anger.
Duravasa Muni is famous for anger. Right. So, what he did, but that day he was very merciful. He was so merciful, he took a garland which he was wearing. That is called Prasad, Mahaprasad. When you get a garland from a saint, it is Mahaprasad. From the Lord, which we get is Prasad. And it's Mahaprasad from the Lord. And when we get from a devotee, it is Mahaprasad. So he got the garland. So what he, who got, so Duravasa Muni saw Indradev going on his elephant. What is the name of Indra's elephant?
Airavata.
Yeah. So he saw, what color it is?
White.
Yeah. So, he saw he was going, so he gave the garland to Indradev as a blessing. But what Indradev did, he gave the garland to the elephant. Now, does the elephant know that this is a prasad, maha prasad of a sadhu?
No.
No. So, what will the elephant do with the garland? What will the elephant do? He threw it down and he stamped it. And you know, he did all what should not be done with the garland of a sadhu. So now Duravasa Muni became more merciful. So what did he do? He gave him a curse. See, Indradev is he is the king of demigods, isn't it? And his palace is made out of marbles and all the precious stones and rubies and all these things. And in his palace, all golden bowls are there and all diamonds and all these things. For such a person, they are very proud. Of course, Indradev is also a very great devotee. That is why the Lord uses him many times to teach us different lessons. And in today's pastime is such a pastime, the maximum incarnations the Lord took in this pastime. We'll come to snow now, okay? So, what happened? Duravasa Muni told to Indradev, because you are proud of your position, so you will lose your position. Because Indradev was proud, you lose your position. So, this is the mercy. When a Vaishnava saint, they even curse you, it is mercy, because you are Vaishnavas. It's for your welfare. So what happened? Because Duravasa Muni cursed, Indradev lost all his powers. And because Indradev lost all his powers, all the demigods, they all lost all their powers. So, always the opposite team waits, isn't it, to fight. Which is the opposite team? The demons. They want to fight with the demigods. So what they did, they immediately attacked Indradev. And at that time, the leader of the demons was Bali Maharaj. And who is Bali Maharaj? The son of Virochan. Son of?
Virochan.
I can't hear.
Virochan.
And Virochan is the son of Prahlad Maharaj. Virochan is the son of?
Prahlad Maharaj.
So in that sense, Bali Maharaj is the great grandson of
Prahlad
Maharaj. And the great great grandson of Hiranyakashipu. And the great-great-great-grandson of this Kashyapa Muni. And great-great-great-grandson of Brahmaji. Great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Krishna. Do you understand what I speak?
Yes.
Lord Krishna
is the grandfather of Bali Maharaj, not
great-grandfather. Great-grandfather only I said, no? Bali Maharaj is the great-grandson of...
Bali Maharaj is the grandson.
Grandson, yeah. He is a grandson and he is a great grandson of Hiranyakashipu. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Mistake of tongue. So, this is how the line goes. Bali Maharaj's father is?
Virochan.
Virochan's father is?
Prahlad.
Prahlad's father is?
Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu's father is?
Kashyapa Muni.
Kashyapa Muni's father is?
Brahma.
Brahma's?
Krishna.
Yeah. So, this is how the line comes. So, Bali Maharaj was the king of the demons at that time. and he had all the powers because he was respecting all the brahmanas and he was doing all the yajnas. Here what happened? Indradev disrespected a brahmana, Durvasa Muni, but here Bali Maharaj was respecting, so he got all powers. Right? This is a lesson we learn. What is the lesson? We have to respect all the brahmanas. So Bali Maharaj got all powers, so he went to all the abodes of all the demigods. He went to the different abodes of the demigods and he won on everyone. To such an extent, now they thought that we all have to go and hide somewhere because Bali Maharaj is coming. So all of them, they were defeated like anything because they lost all their powers. So this all, they saw that we have to do something. So all the demigods, they went to Brahmaji. They said, you please help us. They went and fell at the feet of Brahmaji. And how many heads Brahmaji has?
Four.
So they went and fell at the feet of Brahmaji. Please help us. So Brahmaji said that what we should do now, let us go to the abode of the Lord, Supreme Lord. And we will go and ask, we'll take his shelter so he can give us some solution. So they all went to the Shvetadvipa. And they all, Brahmaji completely focused on the Supreme Lord. And all of them recited very beautiful prayers. So nicely they recited the prayers that the Supreme Lord, he came in front of them. So much, it is said, the moment the Lord came, it's like, suppose 1,000 suns rise at one time. This one sun we can't see, isn't it? For some time. So if 1,000 suns rise at one time, how it will be, the effulgence. That much effulgence was coming from the body of the Lord and they couldn't see him also properly. Then later, by the Lord's mercy, they all could see. And then the Lord, I'll just describe how he was looking. Okay? 1 minute. You can just repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Whose blackish body.
Whose blackish body.
Resembles.
Resembles.
A Markata gem.
A Markata gem.
Whose eyes are reddish.
Whose eyes are reddish.
Like the depths of a lotus.
Like the depths of a lotus.
Who is dressed.
Who is dressed.
With garments.
With garments.
That are yellow. Like molten gold,
like molten gold,
and whose entire body,
and whose entire body
is attractively decorated,
is attractively decorated.
They saw his,
they saw his
beautiful,
beautiful,
smiling,
smiling,
lotus-like face,
lotus-like face,
crowned,
crowned
by a helmet,
by a helmet,
bedecked.
Bedecked
with valuable jewels,
with valuable jewels.
Full the description of the Lord. So they saw the Lord and the Lord told them that they were asking after the prayers, what should we do? Please help us. So the Lord said, do one thing. You all make a truce with the demons. Okay? You make friendship. You become make friendship with them and tell them that all of you come to the milk ocean and you take the Mandara mountain and Vasuki as a rope and you should churn the milk ocean. And when you churn the milk ocean, you will get nectar. And when you drink that nectar, you will become immortal. Means you will not die. You will be young always. So then they all agreed. And the Lord also said, whatever the demons tell, you listen to them. Because they are going to help you. So if you want something to be get done from the demons, you have to give them sense gratification. But at the same time, you should keep quiet. So then they agreed and they all went to see Bali Maharaj. Indradev along with all the demigods. Now, the servants of Bali Maharaj, they got very angry. Hey, why are these people coming? Now, let us fight with them. They like how you people keep fighting with each other. Like that, the demons and the demigods, they always fight with each other. One time, this one becomes powerful, the other becomes low powerful. Other time, this one becomes powerful, they become, this keeps on happening. So now, they all went to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj servants, they got up. Now, we will kill all the demigods. Bali Maharaj said, no. It seems they are coming with the peace. So just wait. But they all came and they told the proposal to Bali Maharaj that the Lord said that all of the demons, all of you, all and all of us, we'll go to the milk ocean, we will churn and we'll get nectar and we will share 50-50. You will get 50%, we'll get 50%. And we all will become immortal. Yeah. Nobody will kill us. So then they agreed. So then they all went to the bring the Mandara mountain. First, you have to need the mountain for journey. So they went to bring the mountain, and the mountain is made out of gold. So it's very heavy. So all the demons and the demigods, they went to try to pick up the mountain. But what happened? It is so heavy, right? They tried all. See, because when you want something, you don't mind how much ever tiring the job is, isn't it? So they tried their best, but they couldn't pick up the mountain. So they all felt unconscious. And then some of them, whoever were conscious, they prayed to the Lord. Oh, my dear Lord, please help us. Please do something. So then the Lord himself came on his car. What is the car?
Garuda.
He came on Garuda. And he just with one hand, he lifted. The Lord just with one hand, he lifted the Mandara mountain. And just he glanced at the demigods and the demons who were fell unconscious, and they all got up. Okay, so this the Lord picked the Mandara mountain. He mounted it. He mounted on Garuda, and they all went to the milk ocean. And they all went to the milk ocean, and then they called for Vasuki. Vasuki, it has many mouths, and from the mouths, lot of poisonous fumes comes. But that is the rope. So the Vasuki was called. Now the Mandara was kept right in center of the ocean, and this they called the Vasuki, and it was decided, the Lord said that because lot of fumes come from the mouth of Vasuki, so let us all, the Lord told to Garuda, you go from here. Why? Because Vasuki is the food for Garuda. But now Vasuki has to be do service, so he cannot be your service for Garuda now. He told Garuda, you go away from here. And the Lord stayed back there for churning the ocean. So the Lord decided, because so much fumes are coming from the mouth of Vasuki, so we all will take the head side. So now say, suppose this is the Mandara mountain, okay? And they tie the rope around the mountain, right? So this side is the head, and this side is the tail. So in the head side, the demigods, they came to the head side, and the demons came to the tail side. This was the decision of the Lord. But the demons thought that there must be something. Why they went to, always whenever somebody is envious of you, they want to know why you are doing something. So they said, we want the head side. If you don't give us the head side, we will not help you in journey. So then the demigods, the Lord said, okay, we'll allow them. So then, it's nice only, na? All the fumes are going to come. So then, now they exchanged their positions. So now, the demons went to the head side, and the demigods came to the tail side. And the Lord, he incarnated as the mode of goodness in the demigods, and the mode of passion in the demons, and the mode of ignorance in Vasuki. Okay, this is three things. And then they started journey. The Lord himself was holding the rope, right? His name was Ajita, that is one who cannot be conquered. He was holding they all were holding the tail inside, they started churning. But what happened? The mountain started sinking. Mandara mountain started sinking. At that time what happened? They again prayed to the Lord. Oh Lord, what should we do? Please help us. So at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of you listen to this carefully. He took the most beautiful form of a tortoise. You know how long it was? 800,000 miles. Only the shell of the tortoise was 800,000 miles. So, Shri Kurmavatar ki.
Jai.
Okay. Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira. Say.
Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira.
Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish. So this way, the Lord took the form of Kurma, and he went right in the center of the ocean below the Mandara mountain. So then, at that time, the Lord, by his own potency, he created as though he had an itch at his back. So they were churning the ocean, but it was like an itch for the Lord. Okay, they were churning on top of the Lord. It was like an itch. Right? Sometimes you have an itch, but you feel so nice, isn't it? When you keep scratching, you feel very nice. Afterwards, it pains. That is a different thing. So, this way, the Lord was being this thing. They were churning. But what happened? From the top, it was not being balanced. Bottom, it got balanced. But top, it was not being balanced. That's why the Supreme Lord took another form with 1,000 arms. Okay? With 1,000 arms, he took. And that, he sat on top of the mountain. Like another mountain. So this way even the top was balanced. So you saw the Lord took how many incarnations? Purma, mode of goodness in demigods.
Mode of passion in demons.
Yes.
And
Vasuki. Then Ajita was churning. Pulling the rope. And on top with 1,000 arms. So this many incarnations the Lord took. Now they started churning. So when they started churning, the first thing that came out was poison. In one place it is said hala hala poison, some ways it is said kalakuta poison. So first the poison came out. So now, and that poison was so poisonous that the whole universe will be destroyed. Now what to do? So they all went to the Supreme Lord. What to do? So that time the Supreme Lord said, see, the Lord could have drunk that poison. But always the Lord wants to give importance to his devotees. So they went, all of you sit like this. Turn, turn around, turn around. I don't want Buddhas and Buddhis in my class. Turn, turn. So, yeah. So then the Lord, he told them that you go to Lord Shiva. So they all went to the abode. Where does Lord Shiva live?
Kailash.
So they went to Kailash. Fully it's described. Kailash is fully described in Bhagavatam. I'm not, this is the book, but I'm not telling. So they went to Kailash and then what happened? So they went and they all offered prayers to Lord Shiva to help. So Lord Shiva's wife is Bhavani. So he told her that, you know, now this is the time I have to help. Will anyone take a risk of drinking poison for the welfare of others? We will do some good work, little bit we may do. But doing goodness to such an extent that taking the poison which will devour the whole universe and drinking all that poison?
No.
Only Lord Shiva can do that. Shishankar Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
So Lord Shiva said, okay. And he told this to his wife and she gave full permission. Yes, you can go. He said that I want to please the Lord. So, I want to take the poison. So, Lord Shiva, he came to the place and he collected all the poison in his two arms, in the fist. And he drank all the poison. But while drinking, few drops fell down. And just because of those drops, the scorpions, snakes and whatever reptiles we have now, they have poison only because they drank that little few drops. Just imagine how poisonous the whole poison must have been, right? So this is how Lord Shiva drank all the poison. And after that, then again they continued churning the ocean. So when they started churning, it was very rigorous. All the alligators and all the aquatics which were there in the ocean, they all got disturbed. Just imagine, though, if the ocean is being churned, how it will be. So when they started churning, they all got disturbed. Then after that, the first thing came out was Surabhi cow. Surabhi cow can give milk unlimitedly. Not limited milk, unlimited milk. So at that time, the Brahmanas there, they said that we will take the Surabhi cow. Because why Brahmanas will take? What does Surabhi cow give?
Unlimited
and from milk, what you can do?
Ghee.
Right. Very good. You went to the last stage. Okay. From the milk we get butter and from the butter we get ghee. And ghee for what we will use? For yajñas. So that is why then the demons are anyway. We don't do yajñas. So let us give the cow to the Brahmanas. So the cow was given. Surabhi cow was given. Then a horse came called Uchchaishrava. What was the name?
Uchchaishrava.
I can't hear.
Uchchaishrava.
I'll ask in the end the full series. First Surabhi cow came. Then Uchchaishrava, that horse was taken by Bali Maharaj. And then the third came was Airavata elephant. Okay, so that elephant was given to Indradev. And then came other elephants, she elephants, male elephants, many elephants came. Then Kaustubha gem came. And that gem the Lord accepted on his chest. And then came Parijata. The Parijat flowers which the Lord likes.
Yes.
That came. And then came many things came, but this is some of the list which we have in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because when you join the ocean, you get so many things. Then Lakshmi Devi came. And that Lakshmi Devi, she was so beautiful. All the demons and the demigods were just looking at her. So beautiful she was. And then they did her Abhishek. This is how Lakshmi Devi was born. This is the birth pastime of Lakshmi Devi. So then they all came and bathed her with jugs of water. They bathed Lakshmi Devi. And then after that, it is said, the ocean gave yellow and silken garments to Lakshmi Devi. Then Varuna came and gave a garland of lotus, okay, to Lakshmi Devi. Vishwakarma gave ornaments. Then Saraswati Devi gave a necklace. And then Brahmaji gave lotus flower. And then Nagaloka inhabitants gave earrings. So these many things Lakshmi Devi got. And then she, you know, she took that lotus garland, which was so fresh that it was full of bumblebees. And she carried that to find out who is the best person I can marry. All of them were looking, oh, I'll be the one. But with everyone, she found some defect. There was, all were not with, somebody was rich, some quality was not. Everybody, she found different qualities which were not there. Then finally, she went to Ajita, the Supreme Lord, and she put the garland on his neck. So this is how Lakshmi Devi gets married to Lord Vishnu. So this is the pastime. So after this, again they started churning the ocean. So when they started churning the ocean again, at that time, a very beautiful form of the Lord came. And that is, you please repeat after me, the Lord appeared like a blackish cloud.
He was dressed
with yellow garments.
His earrings shone
on his ears
like lightning,
and his hair spread
over his shoulders.
He wore
a garland
of flowers
and his eyes were pinkish
with his strong glorious arms.
Which award fearlessness
throughout the universe.
He took hold.
Oh, this is the Ajita form. Hold of Vasuki.
And began churning the ocean.
This is the form I'm describing of Ajita, who was churning the ocean. But the other form which I wanted to tell you was of Dhanvantari. Right? This is Dhanvantari. Now you repeat. Okay? He was strongly built, which I told that was Ajita. You remember?
Yes.
This is about Dhanvantari. He was strongly built.
His arms were long.
Stout.
And strong.
His neck. Which was marked.
With three lines.
Resembled.
A conch shell.
His eyes were reddish.
And his complexion.
Was blackish. He was very young.
He was garlanded.
With flowers.
And his entire body.
Was fully decorated.
With various ornaments.
She Dhanvantari Avatar ki.
Jai.
So after Kurma Avatar, this Dhanvantari Avatar came. You saw so many incarnations in this past time.
Yes.
Then Dhanvantari Avatar came with the pot of nectar. For which they were churning. Now what happened? Immediately the demons snatched that pot of nectar and they ran away. They said, we got it. Now we are not going to give to anyone. Now the demigods thought, now what to do? The nectar has gone in the hands of the demigods. The demons, again they, whenever you are in trouble, what to do? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Can we do a little loudly?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
So they chanted and the Lord came. He said, don't worry. And he took the most beautiful form of a lady, of a female called Mohini Murti. So beautiful. When the Lord takes the form of a lady, just imagine how beautiful he will be. He took that form and all the demons were looking at her. So beautiful she is. You know, everybody was seeing as if she is looking at her, at him only. And they said, you know, we all are fighting. It's better you take this nectar and you only give to us. It will be nice if we receive from your hands. So then she said, yes, okay. She said, how do you believe me? I mean, a lot of talks are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, but I won't go into details. So they gave the pot to Mohini Devi. And Mohini Devi said, acha, you trust in me? Okay. So all the demons, she made them sit in the front row. Yes, sir. And she told the demigods, you sit at the back. The demon said, see, first we are going to get the nectar now. Because whoever sits first in the line will get, no? So all the demigods, all the demons sat first in the line and the demigods sat at the back. Then what she said, you know what? All of you are so noble. All of you are so, you have so many good qualities to the demons. And these are all diplomacy. She said, you all are so noble. You all are so, you have all good qualities. You know these demigods, now they don't have any qualities. I'll just go and give them little bit and then I'll come to you. And they said, now they can't tell no to a lady, isn't it? Just little they're going to get, no. Okay, okay, go and give. So they all, and she said, all of you close your eyes. They all close their eyes. So she went and she started giving the nectar to one by one to all the demigods. Only the demigods were getting. And the demons couldn't say anything because they can't say something before such a beautiful lady, isn't it? All kept quiet. And after some time, but one demon called Rahu, he found it. He said, hey, this is cheating. So what he did, he put the clothes of a demigod. He changed himself in the clothes of demigod. He went and sat in the line of demigods and he said that you give me the nectar so that he'll get nectar. He went and sat there and Mohini Devi came and she put the nectar also. And the moment he took the nectar, Chandradev found that, demon is sitting. He told to the Mohini Devi that, see, this is a demon. Acha, then Mohini Devi immediately, Sudarshan Chakra, cut the neck of Rahu. But somebody may ask that why the Lord did not know that this is a demon. Yes. But you know why every act the Lord does, there is a purpose. There's a reason. You and I do, it is time pass. When the Lord does, it is past tense. So what did the Lord do? Why did he do this? To show the power of nectar. That, you know, the little nectar went up. That is why his neck became immortal. It didn't go below because the body was cut. This is the power of nectar. So then the Mohini Devi gave all the nectar to all the demigods. And then after that, he took the form of Lord Vishnu and he went back to the spiritual world. So this is the pastime of churning the milk ocean. Okay. Shri Kurma Dev ki.
Jai.
Shri Dhanvantri Avatar ki.
Jai.
Shri Mohini Murthy ki.
Jai.
Shri